And as we've been hearing, the new year is bringing bitterly cold weather to large parts of the U.S. It's just the opposite in Australia. Temperatures there have soared into the 90s. The hot weather has people worried about the sort of brush fires that hit parts of that country last year. The BBC's Phil Mercer reports on the rebuilding process after hundreds of homes were lost to those fires.
Excavators grab what remains of Ron Fuller's home at Winmalee. There's a dusty pile of contorted metal and charred bricks in this corner of the Blue Mountains that felt the brutal force of October's fires.
This street lost about 20 houses and it would hit here very quickly, and when it did hit there were no fire trucks here, so there was nobody able to stop it, and it raced down one side of the street. Very hot, obviously very depressing, it was very scary.
Residents complain that it's taken the state government far too long to allow fire-damaged land to be cleared. Strict regulations also mean that for many, insurance payouts won't cover the cost of rebuilding. But with the help of their architect, Ron Fuller and his family hope to move into their new place within 18 months.
Nice off design.
Yeah. Okay, great. I like this idea of bringing the steps down here, and I love this large concrete deck overlooking the bush.
Why are you so determined to rebuild in an area that is quite clearly very dangerous or potentially dangerous?
First of all, economically, you've got no choice. Who's going to buy a block of land like this? So there's no point putting it on the market. You're going to get nothing for it. Then comes the other emotional attachment to this area. We love this area.
A short drive down the mountains in the township of Glenbrook, the next generation of fire-resistant homes is being built. It's a formidable mix of toughened glass, concrete and steel, according to architect Nigel Bell, who specialises in ecologically sensitive designs.
The fact that most of the outside of the house is totally non-combustible. We have a range of different metals. Behind us we can see what's known as Core 10, which is a brass-rich steel. So obviously that is highly fire-resistant. We have corrugated metals, which is inexpensive and obviously fire-resistant. Where we do have timbers, we do have it recycled from this building site, the particular turpentine timber, very hard to ignite.
We actually have some reflective silver sarking to put in front of all the windows so that the windows don't explode with the fire.
An underground mud brick house is a sanctuary for Christina and her family. The property sits in dense forest. It's cool in the roasting summer heat and easy to keep warm in the winter. It's also one of the most fire-resistant homes in the Blue Mountains and gave its owners peace of mind when bushfires struck communities nearby.
I felt quite nervous and scared, but I also kind of felt quite safe knowing that our house was also quite a safe house to be in and retreat to. And the room that you retreat to is also the pantry. So that also has the nice alcohol stash as well.
The emergency services and thousands of firefighters and residents are tonight heaving an enormous sigh of relief after a fire disaster threatening the Blue Mountains was averted.
A huge emergency effort helped to stop October's outbreaks, inflicting even more destruction. But Phil Koperberg, who's coordinating the official bushfire recovery program, believes there will be more dangerous times ahead in the months and years to come.
That report from the BBC's Phil Mercer in Australia.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink technical computing software, accelerating the pace of discovery in engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.